How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Last night was Fastlane. I don't know if you've heard, but Goldberg is your new WWE Universal Champion, beat Kevin Owens. 22 seconds, went off exactly as we had predicted here on the show. Exactly. Now, the rest of the show was a good wrestling show. There was some good professional wrestling on the show. There was also some bad professional wrestling on the show. It's another matter entirely. They added some matches. Ended up being 10 matches on the show, including the pre-show match, 9 on the main card. They didn't even pretend that the main event was going to go long. They just kept adding matches. We had matches with Jinder Mahal. We had matches with The Big Show, Rusev. The big talk of the last 24 hours, which you may have heard since I blew my stack on the Brian and Vinny show last night, which ended up all over the internet today. You're not supposed to do that, but everybody did. I even had people tweeting me links to my own show that they had uploaded illegally elsewhere. But anyway, point is, you've probably heard this already. Not going to waste my time going into all of my outrage over everything that happened on the show. But I do have a couple of things to add about the finishes for 3 of the matches. The Sasha Banks-Nia Jax match, where Sasha pinned her clean in the middle with a roll-up. The Bayley-Charlotte Flair match, where for absolutely no good reason, Charlotte's streak was broken last night at Fastlane. And for the big match with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman, where last night, Braun Strowman's streak was broken right in the middle of the ring. For, I think, no good reason. We'll talk about all of that after the break. Take your calls, emails, and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Semper Vivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I got a lot of news today, but I know that most people want to talk about Fastlane. If you want to join the show, give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You can also tweet me at Brian Alvarez, tweet Mike at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. Wanted to mention something here. I'm not going to recreate a full rant from yesterday's show about stupid booking decisions. Mm-hmm. But I think I've made it very clear that I feel that the decision to beat Braun Strowman was stupid. I think the decision to beat Charlotte was stupid. I think the decision to beat Nia Jax was stupid. All of these I thought were stupid for different reasons that we've talked about here on this show for a long time. I go back to a match a couple of years ago where CM Punk was defending his title against Ryback in a cage, Hell in a Cell. Ryback was undefeated. CM Punk had been the champion for X number of days, like 300, 400, I don't even know what the number was. It doesn't matter. But the point was, you had two guys with streaks. You put them in a match that, honest to God, nobody should have cared all that much about. But you know what? They did. They cared about it a lot. Because in the fake world of professional wrestling, there are some things that are real. And one of the things that's real in this business is something like a streak. The Undertaker streak was real. People will be talking about Brock Lesnar breaking the Undertaker streak until the end of time. Charlotte Flair had a streak. Braun Strowman had a streak. Nia Jax didn't really have a streak because she tapped out at Survivor Series, which was monumentally stupid. But she had one thing going for her. And that was that she was a big, unbeatable monster. They broke that streak. She just got pinned clean in the middle with a 90-pound girl on top of her. She couldn't kick out. It was preposterous. Now, part of that's because Sasha was supposed to grab the ropes and didn't. It's another matter entirely. Another matter entirely. But the one thing that I didn't even mention last night, that I've got to mention today, somebody brought this up on Twitter. I kicked myself, which is very hard to do, by the way. I kicked myself repeatedly for not thinking about this last night. On a show where Bill Goldberg main evented the show.
Mm-hmm.
These idiots ended three streaks. Do you know how Bill Goldberg got over? Why? He went on an undefeated winning streak.
Yeah, he did.
Do you want to know a match that's been talked about for 15 years?
What's that?
19 years, actually. I take that back. 19 years.
Almost two decades.
The famous match with the finger poke of doom where Goldberg's streak ended at the wrong time to the wrong guy. And what a disaster that was. Mm-hmm. It's been 20 years that people have been talking about this mistake. And on the same show where Bill Goldberg is fighting for the championship, they ended three streaks. Could you be any dumber? I mean, seriously. I mean, hello? The guy who his whole career was built on a streak is main eventing your pay-per-view. And you had the bright idea of ending all of these different streaks on this show. Now, listen, it's not the end of the world for anybody. It's not the end of the world for Charlotte. It's not the end of the world for Braun Strowman. It's not the end of the world for Nia Jax. It doesn't matter. But that's the point. It doesn't matter. I don't care about Mania. I don't care about all sorts of things in wrestling nowadays because they've made nothing matter for literally no reason. My mind was blown last night, and not in a good way.
Yeah, well,
you have anything you'd like to add?
No, just I know they don't like sports in the simulation of sports, even though that's what wrestling came from, the simulation of being a real sport where numbers matter, and fans like to grab on to tangible things like 755 home runs or 714 home runs in the case of Babe Ruth, or numbers like that, 3,000 hits, whatever it's going to be. They like streaks. They like numbers. WWE likes to say numbers. Why not have those numbers matter? Why do the things that you did last night, if they, and the thing is, it's not that they ended these streaks, it's that they play them up and then de-emphasize them, then play them up again, and they seem to have an idea or they're going to go somewhere with it, and then poof, just goes away.
It's not like some geek on the internet went back and made up their own stats for Charlotte and discovered that she was undefeated in singles matches and championship matches on pay-per-view. WWE was the one that promoted that.
Well, the thing is, even if they did, they were the ones that have promoted it. So you have Bayley, but again, this is where I guess in their fantasy world, they're going to make the numbers work for them, and you're supposed to just be along on the ride, I guess.
Let's go to the phone and see what people have to say about the show. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Gary in Ohio.
Yes, Gary.
And just want to say, you pretty much stole everything I was going to say about the pay-per-view last night. I agree 1,000%. I was never more frustrated after a pay-per-view than I was last night. That a 3-year-old could have done better booking than this. It was, like you said, that just the end results of those matches, having them lose like that was just stupid.
Well, what did you think about the main event? Because we're talking about all these other matches that bother us. There's probably a lot of people out there that didn't like all of those matches and hated the main event on top of it.
Well, what's worse is after WrestleMania, we're more than likely going to have Brock as the champ, and he's never even going to be on TV, hardly, and he ain't going to do the house shows. So I don't know what they're going to do for a champion at the house shows.
Well, they're not going to do anything for a... I want to thank you very much for the call. They're not going to have a champion at the house shows is the answer to that question there.
And we've already danced this dance, and we know it can work with Brock Lesnar doing that. It's just how long will people accept it? And, you know, they can do enough bells and whistles. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios with John Cena after WrestleMania, including being on Raw if you so chose, that you can make magic happen.
Well, he's not going to be around after Mania, but...
Well, I know that, but I mean, after that little... You know.
Here's the thing with this Kevin Owens Goldberg match. I know some people are mad, but we all knew exactly what was going to happen in that match.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of the fans that probably maybe
they all knew. Come on, the guy promised it on television. It was patently obvious it was going to happen. I mean, the storyline was that it was going to happen because I love Kevin Owens. I think Kevin Owens is great, but They handed him the championship. And you know what? There have been guys handed the championship throughout wrestling history. And it's not the best thing in the world, but you can go on and you could book that guy as like a real dominant champion. But they took Kevin Owens and they made him a comedy guy who could never win unless his friend helped. His friend helped him in every single championship defense. They turned him into a guy that, quite frankly, in storyline, I mean, he wasn't a very deserving champion. He was handed the belt and got helped hither and yon by everybody. Hunter, Jericho. And finally, Hunter's plane gets stranded. And Jericho, he beat up his buddy. Jericho is out of the picture. And Samoa Joe is told not to go out by Mick Foley. And Samoa Joe listens to orders. So, I mean, in storyline, what'd you expect would happen? He got destroyed. That's exactly what the storyline was telling us would happen in that match. And if you're going with the long term of Goldberg and Lesnar for the title at Mania, that's what you have to do. That one didn't bother me like the other ones bothered me. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, this is Tony from Pennsylvania.
Yes, Tony.
I sent some commentary, I guess, on the show from last night, obviously. Aside from the fact that ending these streaks prematurely, in my opinion, kind of slaps fans in the face who decide to pay attention or invest time into, I don't know, 5 hours of product every week. I feel like if people actually get excited about where is this streak going or who's going to finally be the person to beat this person, they kind of get slapped in the face for paying attention. There's not enough people anymore that actually pay attention. And so I think that's a negative, obviously. But other than that, the other thing I kind of wanted to make a comment on was just the fact that you had, to me, what felt like almost like a blow-off show in the sense that we finally saw somebody slay the beast. That was Braun Strowman. Roman Reigns overcame the beast. Nia Jax, she actually lost. And then the big babyface triumphs over the heel in the main event and wins the title. It almost felt like a WrestleMania show in that sense where all these things were coming to a head.
You're absolutely...
It's weeks out from WrestleMania.
We got to head to a break. You're absolutely right. Whole point of WrestleMania is supposed to be special, and they've taken away everything that would have made that show special. They've given it all away before the big show. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Back on the show, Ryan Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got news, but let's keep going with this feedback. Get to the news in the next segment here. This person says, WWE has always known how to build an unstoppable monster well, but after the first major loss, they have no clue where to go from there. So how do we save Strowman? I don't know, not my deal. Vince can worry about that. And who cares? We got the big dog. This person says,
that bothers you more than anything, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I turned on him last night. I was the last guy that's just stuck up for Roman Reigns through thick and thin.
Hey,
and after last night, it was like, dude, come on. Give me a break. It's been 3 years.
He was good last night, too.
He was good, but you didn't have to beat Braun Strowman.
I know. It's just
and you know
too
what?
Bad.
I hate to talk all over you, but I got to say another thing.
Good.
Some geek on the board last night goes, I'd agree with Brian and Braun Strowman more if Brian didn't say that Sammy should have beaten Strowman on Raw a while ago.
Huh?
Listen, first off, Braun Strowman, I know that this is hard for people to understand, but circumstances change and people get better, and it's okay to change your mind when presented with alternative, I shouldn't say alternative, it's really the bad word here today, with evidence, new evidence.
Real facts.
The last month and a half, Braun Strowman has totally turned a corner, okay?
That's vetted information.
Maybe right 3 months ago when Braun Strowman was just some geek coming out every week and beating geeks, beating three
geek
jobbers, and wasn't doing a thing and having bad matches. Fine, beat the guy. Who cares? It doesn't matter. But now the guy's actually over, and the people are chanting for him, and they're into him, and he's improved, and now he's a guy. So don't beat him now. Yeah, obviously, 3-4 months ago, I was like, beat Braun Strowman. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Well, now it does matter. But it's too late because they beat him. So give me a break with, oh, Brian said this 6 months ago. Yeah, things change. I don't know if you're aware of that. This person says, I've read in a bazillion places the notion that Goldberg is definitely dropping the title to Brock, or he's definitely done after Mania. Can you please shout to the world that Goldberg has a deal where as long as WWE pays him, he'll wrestle? Yeah, as long as WWE pays him, he will wrestle. He's not done after Mania. But He is probably dropping the title at Mania. That's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think that Brock Lesnar, you think, it's not even Brock Lesnar. Brock doesn't care. Brock makes his money, does whatever they ask him to. But given the amount of money that they're paying Brock Lesnar, they ain't having Bill Goldberg come in and spear and jackhammer Brock Lesnar in a minute 26 if Lesnar isn't getting his win back. It's almost assuredly happening. Now, yeah, maybe Goldberg could beat him at Mania and then Brock beats him in the next pay-per-view. But the chances are Brock's going into Mania and beating the guy. But Goldberg could be doing matches when he's 100. If they're like, listen, we're going to give you X amount of money to go out there and squash Sami Zayn, get a big pop at Roadblock Into the Line 2017, he's going to do it. I mean, for crying out loud, the kind of matches are making him work, he could wrestle till he's 200. What else do we have here? Three with the same distraction finish. Well, there were a lot of distraction finishes on the show. That's true.
Eh.
Let's see what else we've got.
Part of that it doesn't matter thing at the beginning, even though it does matter, it doesn't matter.
This person says, seems like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal will have a lot of top stars in it this year. Many top guys with without an obvious match for Mania. That's right. Top there's still stars. Time. There's still time. Any word on if the Hardys contract is short or long term yet? I believe it is short term. I believe it is now through the Lakeland, Florida show, WrestleMania weekend. After that show, they will not be under contract. That does not mean, I saw yesterday, Brian Alvarez reported that the Hardys are definitely on their way to... I didn't say that!
No.
I said they're under a short-term Ring of Honor contract, and after the WrestleMania weekend shows, they will be free to go anywhere. Now, do I believe that they are probably going to WWE? Yes, I do believe that. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. All I can tell you are the facts, and I believe the fact is that they are under a short-term deal, and they will be free after WrestleMania weekend.
How hard is that for people to figure out? Why is that
very
so
hard.
Difficult for people? Why do people want to jump to conclusions so fast on that one? It doesn't really matter. It's short term as it stands for right now. Who knows what will happen? Who cares?
This person says, if you're like me, you're not angry at Fastlane. You're just disappointed that it could have set up Mania nicely and didn't. Tonight, however, Raw has the potential to blow any episode in the last year or two out of the water.
It's true.
Tonight we are getting potentially Finn Balor's return, Undertaker's return, Jericho's fallout with a new jacket, Sasha heel turn, Seth Rollins' rehab video, which is what they should have done from the first week, like they did with Triple H all those years ago. Hopefully some indicator as to what Joe is doing in Mania. Also, Raw's in Chicago. They always seem to have decent shows, at least in Chicago.
CM Punk chance, so there'll be probably too many of those.
Try to forget last night and look on the bright side. Listen, I was with you till that line. Get out of here.
Hey, think about it.
Tonight hasn't even happened yet.
You could have Titus O'Neil tonight.
Listen, if Raw's awesome tonight, then I'll be in a good mood tomorrow. But there are at least 4 weeks till Mania, and they're not doing everything on one show. Now, do I expect Finn Balor back? I don't know. He should be back at any time. They may do it tonight. They may do it next week. They may do it the weekend or the week after. Hopefully, Finn Balor comes back and he wrestles Samoa Joe at WrestleMania. I would love that. I would be happy if they did that. Undertaker's return. Maybe he'll return. Maybe he won't. I don't know. Maybe they'll do another Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns match. And this time, the Undertaker will distract Roman and Braun will get his win back. If you think that's out of the question, think again. Y2J fallout will almost certainly get. Seth or Sasha heel turn, we will not get tonight. I almost guarantee it. It's coming, but I don't think it's coming tonight, or I don't think it's coming for a little while. I think they're going to get all the way to Mania before they pull the trigger on that.
Will we get fallout from Rusev and Jinder?
Oh, God, I can only hope. Seth Rollins rehab, we are going to get that. There is going to be stuff happening tonight, but they're not going to do it all on one single show. I would bet you anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they could, but then they're going to have 3 weeks of just filling time.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Why? Why would you do that? It's like Finn Balor. If you don't have something that's going to be really awesome for him, it's not like you can't bring him back until afterwards. Now, keeping with the theme of some things today that don't matter but actually matter because they're filling up spots on the show, let me ask you a question. Because of where we're looking towards after Mania, Can you imagine a scenario where Enzo and Cass finally win the tag team titles, and then after Raw, where they do make changes or shake things up, their opponents can be the one team that they could never beat in NXT and be the Revival or the Mechanics or whatever they're going to be called?
I do think the Revival is coming up after Mania, but I'm not sure that Enzo and Cass are going to be the tag team champions. Maybe they will be. I don't know.
Okay.
This person says, if Chicago chants "you deserve it" at Goldberg, I'm jumping off a cliff to my death. Please don't do that. Don't do that. All right, let's go to the...
You wouldn't deserve that.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
We deserve that.
Oh, my God, Brian. I am so in with you on the women's match.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
You two in on the women.
Look, yep.
Together.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Nia Jax.
I bet.
She could have twitched her leg and threw Sasha Banks through the ropes.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Come on, people. Mm. People. And for... And the other match, I've got a new name. I'm not going to call them Bayley and Sasha anymore. They're Basha, Bayley and Sasha.
Like Basha, because like, they botch a bunch of stuff.
Basha
yeah,
Mania.
I mean, come on. And then bad enough they screwed Charlotte out of the booking, screwed Charlotte out of the streak and everything. They bring them up on Raw Talk, and they're like the Olsen twins, just. All over each other, right? Made me want to puke.
Hey, Jim, instead of mixing up yeah. women wrestling names, what about like two wrestlers whose names are like Peter and Ennis? What would you think of that?
What in the world are you talking about?
Never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
What one other thing. You reckon in Charlotte that Goldberg might get a backlash on Cheers?
Hey, listen, Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. So tonight they are in Chicago. That guy doesn't want "you deserve a chance." Here's the weirdest thing. Everybody's expecting the Goldberg backlash. And like, I don't think he got one single solitary boo last night.
Nah.
They were like so into the guy. They were into him before the match. They were into him during the match. They were into him after the match. There was no backlash whatsoever.
If that was Montreal or Toronto or something like that, even maybe in a New York or something, okay, fine. But even if that would have happened, it's Lesnar Goldberg. So and it's still Jericho Owens. So I don't think you're going to get that big of a hangover. I don't think it's going to happen where we're going to get this magical, all of a sudden we're going to get a WrestleMania 20 scenario with Goldberg.
This person here saying... It says, I've been hearing a lot about a post-WrestleMania roster shakeup. Are there draft dates already rumored? I heard June, but I don't know what they're going to do. I heard a date last year, and it was not the exact date. So I don't think they have anything set in stone yet, but far as I know, unless there's some sort of big change, which I cannot imagine them changing this, there's got to be a draft every year. There has to be. You got to shake things up every year. I think it's probably going to be June or July. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of news notes, and we'll go back to the feedback. Tomoaki Honma started to get some movement back after a scary injury took place on Friday. Honma took a draping DDT from Jado in a six-man tag match in Okinawa. Most likely, the finish would have involved his side winning, but after taking the move, he laid prone on the mat and could not move. Jado pinned him. Medical assistance was provided. He was carried out almost motionless on a stretcher. He was conscious and talking. According to sources at New Japan, he regained movement in his arms and legs, but is still very weak. He is, as of yet, unable to sit up. Japanese media reports state the injury was to the C3 and C4 vertebrae in his neck. He has been moved out of the emergency room. He has said he is getting better, vowed that someday he will return to the ring. We've also got the news that Rick Rude, Ravishing Rick Rude, is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. He will be inducted by Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. This man, Rick Rude, deserves to be in the WWE. You deserve it, I say to Rick Rude.
Mm-hmm.
This guy should be in the Hall of Fame. He's awesome.
Man.
He was awesome. He's passed
you
away.
You know, he was from that class of Robbinsdale, Minnesota, high school that the Road Warriors, because it's kind of odd that Ricky Steamboat, I'm thinking that was weird that he would be in there, But, you know, the Road Warriors, animals on bad terms. Hawk has passed away. Kurt Hennig was part of that class. He's passed away. Tom Zank, part of that class. He is not in good graces. Crusher Darso, Smash, part of that class. He was not in good graces. But all those guys trained by Eddie Sharkey, and they all filtered and came up through the territories, whether it be Georgia, Memphis, Mid-South, Florida, the guys that went all around there and all kind of came up at the same time. Nikita Koloff was another one as well, too, from that area. So just an amazing amount of guys who hit it big in the 80s who all kind of came up at the same time. And tragic with Rick Rude, but he was never the Hulk Hogan or the Ric Flair or anything like that. But I think for a lot of fans who were also fans of your guys like Kurt Hennig and Barry Windham and those types of dudes, Rick Rude holds a special place.
For those of you upset about Rusev's treatment last night on the show, when the Big Show just slaughtered the guy, I'm not ruling out that there is heat on Rusev for something. I don't know what happened, but I do know this. Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, on his podcast, said today, "I've talked to somebody high up in the organization. We are back talking again.
Oh, God.
I just want the people to know it had nothing to do with me, despite what you hear. We talked yesterday. Yeah. I'm going to see you," he says. "I'm not worried about it, Big Show. I'm going to see you. The world ain't that big for me not to see you." In other words, he's calling him fat. Mm-hmm. So that match may be back on, which might explain why Rusev was smashed to pieces last night.
I don't know why they have waited this long if this thing was on, or I don't know why they let it get to this point without it being kind of locked in stone. It's kind of really weird, and I wonder if this has got anything to do with the Hall of Fame or anything like that either, because I'm assuming Shaq being in Orlando is going to be the celebrity as well, too.
I'm sure they're going to have a lot of celebrities there.
No, but I mean for the Hall of Fame, like actually being inducted.
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea who the celebrity is going to be. I forgot they inducted a celebrity. Yeah, I forgot they had that Legends deal where they just announced a bunch of names from 100 years ago.
Oh, that's right. That's how Sailor R. Thomas is in, right?
That's right.
Huh.
This person here says, let's go to the phones. I'll get to these later. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. It's Danny in Milwaukee.
Yes, Danny.
So I was at the show yesterday, and of course Roman Reigns is going to get booed, and he did last night. But check it out. This dude was the only person on the roster to get booed at all. I mean, there was like a smattering of boos when Joe or Owens or Charlotte or whoever came out.
People were chanting for Joe.
Yeah, but like a visceral, "I hate you" boo. Roman Reigns is the only dude, heel, babyface, whoever, that got booed, annihilated by the crowd.
It's
and one
amazing.
More thing, and then I'll jump off.
What's
I gotta go clean these
business
carpets, brother. So there were chicks in the crowd in front of me, the row in front of me, all with homemade Braun Strowman shirts on. Like three of them. And
yep,
they were kinda hot. Like kinda moderately hot chicks took their time to make custom Braun Strowman t-shirts. So I don't know what's going on, my brother, but I got to get back here and clean these carpets. I'll let you guys marinate on that, and I'll talk to you soon.
Get back to work, my friend. Thank you very much for the call. Yep, Braun Strowman had his fans, but hey, we got to get over the big dog. Got to get him over. Got to get him over for Brock. Brock can beat him, or he can beat Brock, finally. I'm losing my mind.
There you are.
I'm so... You know, for those of you that are unaware of this, I wrestled for a long time. And I remember...
Do you ever win any championships, Ryan?
Yeah, got my Texarkana title right there, so shut up, dude. Now
got
listen,
it.
Here's the point. I remember when I used to work with Buddy Wayne, and we'd be in the back, and I was a young green wrestler, and he was a grizzled. He put the grizzled in grizzled veteran. And we didn't sit back there and go over all of these spots. We had a spot for the heat, and then we had a spot to set up the comeback, and we had a finish. That was it. Sometimes we had less than that. Sometimes we only had a finish. Sometimes he didn't give me the finish. The point of this is, we went in there to call it in the ring. And the first few times we did this, I was so freaked out, like, oh my God, I gotta have something. I can't just go in there and listen. Like, whoever heard of such a thing? And I would always go, buddy, just like, give me something. Like, what are we gonna do? When are we gonna do that? How long are we gonna, when are we gonna do this? Blah, 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 blah. And you know what he would always say?
What's that?
He would say these words. When it's time. That's all he would say. Now, I didn't know what that meant. But you know what? He knew what that meant. Because he would go in there. We would always be the opener. On a show in the middle of nowhere. And our job was to go out there and get the fans into the show. The opener is a very important match. And we would go in there. Nobody would have any idea who I was. He wouldn't even do like the old school heel tricks. He'd walk to the ring. The referee would check his boots. I'd walk to the ring. They'd check my boots. No one had any idea who the babyface and the heel was. I mean, I was 145 pounds with long hair. I was obviously the babyface. But the point was, there was no yelling at the people or any of that rigmarole. We just got in the ring and we locked up. And Buddy was so good that within a minute, everybody knew who the babyface and heel was. They would be so angry at this guy. He'd get so much heat. And then when it was time, we'd do the comeback and we'd do the finish and I would win. And everybody would cheer and the show would be off. Off and running for the next match. But you got to know when it's time. You don't just do it. You don't plan when it's time. You don't go, well, we're going to do this and this and this, and then we're going to go to... What if the fans aren't ready for you to go to the finish?
Yeah.
You got to know when it's time. You got to listen to the people. And the whole point of all of this is last night, it wasn't time to beat Braun Strowman. It wasn't time to beat Charlotte. It wasn't time to beat Nia Jax. They just did it. That's why it was stupid. You got to know when it's the right time. You don't just go out there and do it because you want to. It's like a lot of matches nowadays. You see the match, and they make their big comeback, and they're doing their near falls, and the fans reach their crescendo, and I'm sitting there going, it's time. You got to go to the finish. Like, right now, it's time. And then they keep going, and they keep going. And the fans, they lose the fans, and the fans start to get more quiet. And then they do the finish, and it's like, man, it was time. Why didn't you do the finish? Well, because we had a list of things we had to do. We had to get all of our stuff in. You hurt the match. You got to know when it's time. And last night was not time for all of this stuff that they did. Now, you can try to design a time. You can try and build so that the time is WrestleMania. The showcase of the immortals. The big show of the year. That's when it's time. No, they did it a month before at Fastlane. A random show. Blows my mind. To the phones, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hi, this is Laurel from Modesto, California.
Yes, you called yesterday. What's going on?
Oh, it's going okay. I'm feeling the same way about the pay-per-view as you. I liked the pre-show, of course, but I mean, especially with the Sasha Banks stuff, I could kind of see they might have been trying to do something with the booking where Sasha was taking down Nia Jax the same way Bayley did in their first big match in NXT, but that's something that would happen later. Like, maybe, you know, she loses again, and then, you know, with Sasha and Bayley sort of teaming up, they have a little talk and then sort of figure things out, like that kind of thing. So,
nope.
My question's about the Hardys, actually.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Either way, my question's about the Hardys. I know that Matt and Jeff have bookings through April for House of Hardcore. I don't know if that would affect a Mania appearance. Are they even planning to appear at Mania? Anything like that?
Okay, here's what I could tell you. I want to thank you very much for the call. Like I said earlier, their ROH contract, to the best of my knowledge, this is from multiple sources, it goes through the first week or the Lakeland, Florida show, which I think is like the night before Mania, or maybe two nights before Mania. After that, they're free agents. Now, do I think that they're going to show up at WrestleMania? No. Do I think that they're going to show up at the Raw after WrestleMania? No. If they show up in WWE, I don't think it's going to be until later on in the spring, like maybe April or May. I think they're going to be taking independent bookings all the way through March, April, May, and then they'll end up going to WWE. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, could WWE throw a bunch of money at him and say, my God, look at this Mania card. Brian Alvarez is right. We need something. Let's have the Broken Hearties destroy the New Day in the middle of their hosting duties. Yeah, they could do that, but I don't think they're going to. I think that the Hearties, if they come to WWE, I think it's going to be a few months from now. So they can finish up their ROH things, they can finish up all of their indie dates, and then they'll show up. That's what I think is going to happen. This person says, what about Booker T shooting on Tom Phillips during the pre-show, calling him a dirty bird? Man, I didn't hear that. That sounds awesome.
I'm just amazed that you were able to get everything.
Is Vinny there?
Last night, so you wouldn't, like, you know, rant too much.
Thought I heard Vinny outside your house.
What? Is
That was a good one.
Is Vinny outside my house?
Didn't you hear that beeping?
No.
Well,
the headphones are all the way up. I'm deaf. I can't hear any of that.
How do I hear this stuff at your house and you don't?
I'm sorry.
Let's go to the phone.
You have that amazing ear that you have there. What was Vinny backing up outside my house?
Yeah, there was a beeping.
You're a terrible person.
I am a terrible person. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
What's up, Brian and Mike?
I was going to say, are you backing up? But yes, go ahead.
Am I backing up? No, I'm not. Going forward, actually.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, speaking of going forward, there's a lot of negative comments about Fastlane, and I really can't defend any of them or defend Fastlane because it really was bad except for that one cruiserweight match. But on a positive note, did either of you see anything from the 45th anniversary New Japan show this morning?
Not yet, but it's on my list. Have you seen it, Mike?
Well, let me go ahead.
I just asked
no,
Mike,
I'll actually be watching it probably in place of Raw tonight. I tend to watch Raw a couple hours later, so I'll probably be filling that time with New Japan tonight.
Well, it's so interesting because they took a cartoon character, brought him to life, put him in the main event against their heavyweight champion, and it was more believable than anything I saw on Fastlane last night.
That's crazy. Now,
hey, Kota Ibushi's great, and he's having fun, and he's doing what he wants to do. A lot of people don't understand that situation, and it is very weird, and it's really bad if you're a New Japan fan because you want him all the time, but it's pretty awesome with what they're doing.
I'll drop some New Japan knowledge. If you think I never criticize New Japan, wait till after the break. Oh, Observer boy. Live, Sports Byline USA, or Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. New Japan ran their anniversary show, which is available right now, NJPWWorld.com. Okada, Tiger Mask, the main event of the show. And spoiler alert here, if you haven't seen it yet, we have a new British heavyweight champion, Zack Sabre Jr., beat Shibata to win the title. And then afterwards, Zack Sabre Jr. joined Suzuki-gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll take a look at it, but let me tell you something. I see Zack Sabre Jr. I see Minoru Suzuki. I picture Minoru Suzuki beating this man before and after and during every New Japan show that he shows up at.
It's possible.
That's what I see in my head.
He's done this with guys before.
Not them teaming up together. You kidding me? Guy like Suzuki looks at a guy like Sabre. He's like, this guy's fresh meat.
Make him run steps.
That's right. But anyway, that's the show. Head up there and check it out, everybody. And we are out of time. Hey, if you want more, first off, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You can check it out on TuneIn Radio on our website at sportsbyline.com, wrestlingobserver.com. And, of course, we have a members-only area as well with more. I had 3 members-only shows yesterday. We're going to have more today. Dave Meltzer and I up later on with Wrestling Observer Radio. Filthy Tom's going to be on Wednesday. All of the Observer Lives are up immediately for commercial-free download for subscribers. You get the Observer, so much more. Check it out, WrestlingObserver.com, the best wrestling and mixed martial arts website on the planet. Thanks, Mike, as always, all the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.